Welcome to the USPSA podcast. We'll be discussing USPSA, Steel Challenge, and Multigun. We'll be going behind the scenes to talk to area directors about USPSA board procedures and policies, what's in the minutes from the board meetings, and the discussions behind them. The current USPSA bylaws and the minutes can be found at uspsa.org/BOD_minutes and uspsa.org/bylaws. Additional information about USPSA, Steel Challenge, the rules, how to join, announcements, and where to find clubs can also be found at uspsa.org and scsa.org, and on mobile apps available from app stores.
Welcome to another USPSA podcast. Tonight, we welcome Luigi Lee, a candidate for USPSA president. Luigi, if you want to tell some the USPSA membership about yourself.
Hi, guys. My name is Luigi Lee. Out of Area 6. I've been shooting since 2013. Most recently, I was on the World Shoot Team for Production Optics. So I'm a GM in Carry Optics, a master in all the other USPSA divisions. Classified in all 13 Steel Challenge ones as well. Been shooting for a decade, been ROing for a decade. I've been certified as a RO for 10 years, I believe. I've been serving on a local board, my USPSA club, for just about the same amount of time. That's the shooting side of things. Professionally, I own a couple businesses. I'm in sales. I've done quite a lot on the professional side of things. In a few different enterprises, that's pretty much it. That's about me.
Why are you seeking to be USPSA president?
I'm seeking to be the president of USPSA because I was not very happy with the direction that the organization has been turning, with the leadership that we've had. And it's happened before in the different hobbies that I've had. The best way to fix something is to get into it and do it yourself. So I want to see the changes that are going to last. I want to see this organization here for the next generation of shooters. I've been doing this for 10 years, and honestly, I want to see this organization thriving 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line. I bought a life membership within the first year of being a member, because I fell in love with the sport, and I will do whatever it takes to keep this sport alive. And if that means being the president of USPSA, I think it's what I have to do.
Prior to announcing your candidacy, what have you done to help promote safe, fun, and fair practical shooting?
So like I mentioned before, I've been on the board of different local clubs for, I think, 8 years now. I've been doing different matches, different events, USPSA, Steel Challenge, Three Gun. I was even on the, helping out with a Bullseye League as well. So the shooting sports I've been involved with, running matches and running clubs. I've also been a trainer. I've coached new shooters. I've brought new individuals into the sport and made lasting friendships that with people that still in the sport now, both USPSA and the other sports that are involved with the practical shooting. I've staffed countless major matches. I've put on countless local matches all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. I've traveled internationally to assist in matches as well. So I've always helped and promoted that safe and fair practical shooting. I mean, I love the sport and I've always done it. And how many people have you seen, you know, call procedurals on their friends and such? Like, hey, you did that, own it. For a while there, we had a little issue with some higher level individuals sort of bodying ROs. And sometimes you just got to speak up and make it equitable for everyone. I mean, at the highest level right now, you're seeing nationals being won and lost by less than 1 point. And that's pretty ridiculous. So having everything clean and consistent is something important to me.
What qualifications set you apart from other candidates? What previous or current employment or volunteer experience do you have that qualifies you for the role of USPSA president?
Qualifications that set me apart from other candidates. I've been everything that has to do with the sport. I've done it all. I've been the competitive guy. I've made a world shoot team. I've medaled at a world shoot. I've been a match director. That a lot of the other guys are probably going to say the same thing. I've been an RO. I've been staff. I've traveled all over the world for this. The experiences that I have on the shooting side and the match directing side of things, it is very important to the role of a USPSA president, not just being the nationals match director, but being the regional director for IPSC. So I do, on the shooting side of things, I do have, I believe, some better qualifications that might set me apart from the other candidates. With the current and previous employment or volunteer experience, I've been on the board for clubs. I've ran matches. I've match direct in different countries. I own businesses. I've been an employee. I've been a boss. Know how to do the professional thing. Know how to do the entrepreneurial thing. Those are some of the qualifications and experiences that I have that set me apart from the other candidates.
Describe the current culture of USPSA.
In one word, the culture of USPSA is camaraderie. Everywhere that you go, you're going to see a sense of brotherhood. That's going to be nationwide. I've even seen this worldwide through IPSC and travels like that. You show up to a match, you don't have any gear, or you forget your gear, you're going to be able to shoot that match if you want to. Somebody's going to have something that they'll let you borrow. It's happened to me a few times on both sides of that. You grab the wrong ammo. You forget your magazines. You left your rig at home. You're always going to have somebody there that, at least one person, that'll let you, they'll supplement your equipment that you do have or you don't have. I mean, I remember one match many years ago, I had like eight or nine reshoots on one stage specifically. And I had a band together, four or five different people that just threw some ammo my way. And every magazine was a different load, but we made do and we finished the match. It was something great. And that's what I think the current culture of USPSA is, that sense of camaraderie and brotherhood. And it's something that I believe in truly, honestly. And I'm on both sides of that. If I ever see anybody that their gear goes down, their gun breaks, something's wrong, or they don't have enough ammo, I'll be the first one to let them borrow some. We're all in this together.
After reviewing the bylaws, please explain what the president of USPSA is responsible for and how will you fulfill those responsibilities if elected?
So the first thing the president's in charge of is going to be nationals. He's the match director for nationals. The second thing he's in charge of is going to be chairing the board. That he's also the regional director for IPSC. And he's got a few other, he's the face of the organization, he's the face of the membership, and he's the number one representative for everybody involved. The way that I would fulfill those responsibilities is I would be a hands-on match director with the experiences that I have, both at the local level, at the section level, at the area level, and putting on matches for as long as I have, and traveling around the world for as much as I have with respect to matches, and on the shooting side, I have all the experience that I need. And I have a huge group of people that I can call upon to get that experience to put a good nationals together. Being the face of the organization, being the number one representative for the membership, again, with traveling all over the country for this, I've met countless individuals that are still in the sport. Anybody that's ever met me, they know they can come up and have a conversation with me. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. I can take criticism. And I can also have a conversation, a cool, level-headed conversation. Yes, if I do something wrong or if I do something not well, how are we going to fix it? What can we do? And I'm good for that. Another thing that they got to do is he's the regional director for IPSC. And with the travel that I've put on and have done, I already have those relationships in place. I don't have to travel all over the world just to create those relationships and to be able to be a good regional director. Being a good RD means you need to have a good handle of the rules. You need to have a good handle of IPSC rules as well. And you need to know what the trends are in your local region and worldwide. I mean, how are you supposed to help and make decisions based off of a country that you may not have ever been in, or know what their legal situation for firearms are. So that's the other thing is he chairs the board, and I have experiences on different boards and different and all different kinds of businesses. So I think we'll be good for that.
What are the top three areas that need to be addressed within USPSA? What is your strategy for addressing them?
So the three things that I think need to be addressed within USPSA right now is going to be the financial issues. We need to get our house in order. We need to figure out where our dollars are, where they're going, how to mitigate how many dollars are going out and increase revenue. At the end of the day, USPSA is a business. Being a business owner, I have the experience of seeing industry trends, budgets, financial matters, and not everyone can run an entire business by themselves. They need to know how to ask for help. They need to call upon experts. I mean, you may not like the guy, but Donald Trump is a great example of somebody who might not be very well-rounded, but knows how to put the correct people in place to make businesses prosper. Another thing that needs to be taken care of in USPSA is going to be organizational support at the local level. I mean, there's been a growing dissent in a few different regions that what is USPSA doing for you? Our managing director just wrote an article in Front Sight, or sorry, the USPSA magazine, that there's clubs that say all they get from USPSA is a bill. And locally, I've seen that too. I've at different sections, talking to different match directors, section coordinators, club contacts. We need to change that. We need better support top down. And then the third area that I'd like to address in USPSA is going to be transparency, trust in the board. Recently, there's been a lot of stuff that has happened. And if you haven't read any of the minutes, I recommend going to read the minutes. I recommend talking to your regional, your area directors. Some people don't agree with what might have happened. But the big issue is nobody knows exactly what happens, why they happened. And I think we can get better minutes, better agendas, more information put out there in the hands of the membership. And get the stuff out there to you. If you don't know what you don't know. And if you knew, then you might be a little more trustworthy if you knew everything.
If elected president of USPSA, please explain how you will help support the clubs, sections, and current members, as well as promote USPSA to potential members.
So one of the things that I want to do, if elected president, or when I'm elected president, actually, for the membership, for the clubs, for the different sections, is increase communication between the whole organization and their representatives. We've got eight area directors and one president. That's your board. We've got almost 40,000 members. Talking to each one individually is just, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you can't. So when was the last time that you might have talked to your area director? You know, when was the last time that you talked to your section coordinator? I think we can get an open forum. We can do, I want to do something like a Zoom meeting where every quarter we might be able to get all the section coordinators on something. I mean, there's 50 some odd sections. It's easy to get that many people in a conference call. Not everybody might be able to talk about it or talk during it, but you see this in a corporate setting all the time. I mean, you might have town hall meetings or all hands on deck meetings in the corporate world, that I have experience with. We need something more than just an annual meeting linked with one of the nationals. According to our bylaws, that's the requirement. We need to bring more information out to the clubs. And we need to have that communication go both ways, top down and bottom up. That's the only way that we fix it. Now, how do we get, how do we promote USPSA to potential members? Again, that's all that advertising is done mostly at the local levels. And social media is a great thing. I mean, how many people see a really fast build drill online? They're like, oh, how do I learn how to do that? Well, competition is the best way to do that. We can go after the tactical guys that, hey, they don't really come out to competition stuff because X, Y, and Z. Well, we need to talk to them and see why X, Y, and Z, they don't come out. Law enforcement. I've brought on so many law enforcement guys that end up leaving because they're not treated as well as they want to be. We need to figure out why they aren't coming over and staying over. And just communication is a very important part of that.
After reviewing Article 5, Bylaw 5.1, please provide an outline of your strategy for items 1 through 6.
For item one, we need to look at historical data, see what the trends were, how the decisions that the organization has made affected those trends. We need to increase revenue. We need to decrease expenditures. But unless we know exactly what has happened, we can't formalize a good action plan at the moment. Number two is going to be social media is going to be the biggest marketing section right now. I mean, I want to work with the rest of the board and with headquarters and home office. We need to aggressively go after some social media, get some people on board, get people out on the range, because the sport itself is great. It's addicting. A lot of the times when a person gets to the range and actually shoots and sees what this is about, as long as they don't have a bad experience on the range with the people, the specific people there, they're usually going to get hooked for a few years. We need to talk to the local match directors and see what experiences they have then and there. And that also goes to part three of the of bylaw 5.1. And so, I mean, social media is going to be the biggest asset to go after that. For four, I want meaningful dialogue with the membership to see what they want with nationals. We've been doing some surveys here and there. Our response rate for those surveys is pretty low. I'd wanna actually talk to more people and get more information to see what nationals should look like. And being the main match director, the only match director for nationals, that's the biggest endeavor for number four. For five, I mean, I've already traveled across the world. I already built those relationships. I would just use the contacts that I have already in place to deal with Section 5 of Article 5.1. And for number six, I mean, the rule book is the backbone of the sport. And anywhere that you go in the country at a sanctioned USPSA match, you know exactly what you're going to get. And we've got a great rule book. Yeah, it's got some issues, but for the most part, NROI has been doing a great job with it.
After reviewing the USPSA bylaws, please explain how you would see your working relationship with the managing director and board of directors.
So with the recent bylaw change, or the recent bylaw changes, because there's been a few, the presidential position has been neutered. They're a glorified match director. But the biggest thing that the president can do is he sets the agenda for the board meetings. He's the one who keeps the minutes in check. He's the one who sends all that stuff out to the population. That's going to be the biggest thing. It is, we need a leader to be able to take charge and guide the organization and guide the board, but he can't do it alone. If you don't have the support of the board, nothing can happen. But you also can't roll over and let the board walk all over you. The president is a voting member. He is a board member, but he's also the chair. So working with the board, it'd be communication. Let's create a common face, a united front to get things done, to make the sport better, to make the organization better. And with that united front, bring that to the managing director. And the managing director does day-to-day operations. They manage the organization and all the employees underneath her. So, but the managing director also is responsible to the board. They supervise. So having a board that you work closely with to supervise a managing director I think that's the biggest key to the betterment of the organization.
After reviewing,
Ron, what is USPSA doing right?
Yeah. I got my little note sheet here that it is, I had not covered up enough. Right. What is USPSA doing right?
USPSA is doing a lot of things right. At the local level, 99% of matches, they're coming off without a hitch. I mean, if you go to a sanctioned USPSA event, you're going to get the same thing every time. We've got a great rule book, and we have a great local infrastructure all over the country. That's the thing that the USPSA is doing right. And I want to instill more support at the local level. I want to help make the rule book a little cleaner, a little conciser, make it a little easier to understand. I don't want anybody to have a range lawyer on call for any little weird, you know, caveat that happens. You know, everybody probably has an experience like that. Hey, I had a range lawyer help me out, or I didn't have a range lawyer, and you know, something got wonky there. We don't have any video evidence, which is something that I would like to bring up to the rules committee and discuss, make the rule book a little bit cleaner. That's something that, it's a great rule book, but sometimes it's a little complicated. USPSA as a whole is, the sport's in a great spot. We're in a position to grow. We just need the proper guidance to get there. And I think that's the best part about the sport right now.
If elected, what other issues would you want to address, and what is your strategy for addressing them?
So a big thing that I would like to address right now is going to be the clubs and the matches that we're losing. Because of some of the issues that we've had in the past few years, there's a lot of clubs that are going rogue. They're holding outlaw matches. They're holding hit factor matches. I wanna bring them back into the fold. I want to see why exactly they've been not reaffiliating. What's the reasoning as to why they stopped running USPSA matches? Like our managing director said, is it just that they're getting a bill from us, or are there other reasons? You know, did they lose the range that they were on? You know, because the USPSA can't really do anything about that. I mean, we can't buy ranges. We don't have the funds. We don't have the ability to do that. Is it just they don't have support? I mean, targets have gone at my local range alone. I know that in the past 2-3 years, targets alone have doubled in price. The cost of wood and supplies increased 3-4 times. So is it just they're not bringing enough people in to offset that cost? What's going on there? Let the organization figure out a way of helping the local club. Do we need to subsidize some stuff? Do we need to have better club support with our vendors? I mean, we've got USPSA affiliated vendors. We've got sponsors. I'd also like to look at a scoring system. I mean, it's been discussed about in the minutes and the annual board meetings for years now. We still use a single third party scoring software. Why are we using a third party software? Let's look at how to create a USPSA scoring system, match registration system, something that that we know is going to be ours, that we know we can instill changes in. I mean, right now, that third party scoring software, it's managed by one person. Every update, it's only one guy that has access to fix anything. And what happens if they have an issue with it and they can't work that weekend? What if they push us an update the week before nationals and then they're, you know, out of contact? What happens then? So I'd like to fix some of those things.
If you're unsuccessful in your bid to become president, how will you assist USPSA in the future?
I'm going to do the same thing that I've always done. I'm going to shoot matches. I'm going to help matches. I'm going to support matches. I'm going to sponsor matches. I'm going to keep on running businesses. I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to stay active in the industry. I have all these professional relationships. Help design equipment. Help put people in contact with each other. Do a lot of research and development. I'm going to train people. I'm going to bring people into the sport. Still going to travel around, do all the same things that I've always done. But I don't like thinking negatively. I mean, if I'm unsuccessful, I just don't think so. I mean, it's how am I going to help the sport when I become president? And it'll be the same thing that I've always done. Talk to people, see how we can make things better on the local side, in the section side, the area level, and on the national level. And that's what I'll do.
All right. Thank you, Luigi. Is there anything else you'd like for the USPSA membership to know?
Out of all of the other candidates, you're going to have a great person coming in. I mean, I know all of them personally. They're all great candidates. I just think that we need somebody with strong leadership, a strong professional background that has seen behind the curtains of everything. We need somebody that has been on the competitive side of things to be able to represent the high-end guy, the top-tier shooter, the guys vying for the world shoot slots, the guys trying to go to nationals and win nationals. We also need the guy that brings new shooters into the sport because he sees what happens when somebody that gets overwhelmed with this. I mean, the first time I ever showed up to the match, I was shooting a Beretta with 10 round mags and I was throwing it open because I didn't know any better. Something like that shouldn't happen. So you need to have somebody with experience on the newbie side of things. You need somebody who's ran businesses. You need somebody who knows the business side of things, how to read a budget, how to make a budget, how to stick to a budget. Because if we don't have funds in the coffers, we don't have a business. And you're going to need somebody that knows how to run matches. Because, I mean, primarily that's the number one reason that's the number one responsibility of the president right now is running our national event. And if somebody's never put on a match on the ground before, I don't know if that's going to be your best bet. That's me in a nutshell. You've asked 12 great questions. And again, if anybody has any questions for me specifically, if they need to know me, if they don't know me, feel free to reach out. I'm pretty much always available. And I've never really turned away from a conversation. Like I said before, good, bad, or indifferent. Talk to me.
To find out more about USPSA and Steel Challenge, visit USPSA.org or SCSA.org. Download the USPSA and SCSA mobile apps available in your app store. Check out the NROI.org podcast available on your favorite podcast platform. All rights for this podcast are reserved. No portion of this podcast may be used or redistributed without written permission from the USPSA president. Rules and bylaw discussions on this podcast do not constitute official rulings or bylaw change. Discussions on this podcast are meant to inform and educate. If you have questions or want to reach out to your area director or USPSA office staff, visit uspsa.org/contact.